This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Ernestine is a 17-year-old homeless woman who came to see me yesterday morning, just a few hours after she was discharged from the hospital emergency department. Her arm was in a sling and was wrapped from her fingers all the way up to her shoulders in white dressing. Her other arm also had a white dressing with a large spot of dried blood in the center. When I saw her all wrapped up in bandages, my first comment was, "Holy cow, what happened, Ernestine?" Her first comment to me was, "I am so lucky and I have so much to be thankful for." She told me how the previous night she was viciously attacked and stabbed by her former boyfriend. Just 2 days before, she and I had talked about her need to get a restraining order. After she explained the details of the assault, she again spoke of how thankful she was. To put this in context, for at least 6 months, she had been homeless. She had been living on the street after being kicked out of her home by her mother. She had to drop out of school. She lost contact with her brothers and sisters, and she usually could only afford to eat one meal a day. And now she was brutally assaulted. And she was grateful? Gratitude is a positive emotion, felt when one realizes that someone else has given you something of value. Psychologists have suggested that gratitude plays a pivotal role in promoting positive social relationships, which are essential in a well-functioning society. Gratitude signals a kindness and motivates the grateful individual, often a relative stranger, to reciprocate the pro-social behavior. Studies show that experiencing gratitude directly facilitates repayment of the favor with a kind act in return. This is a sort of cycle of kindness among a highly social species, human beings. Ernestine explained that she had so much to be thankful for: the medical care she received at the hospital, the woman who found her after the attack and drove her to the hospital, and the few people in her life who really cared about her. I was silent. How could this woman practice gratitude at a moment like this in her life? As we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, it seems appropriate to consider how the practice of gratitude supports our own well-being. Research in the area of positive psychology provides evidence demonstrating that practicing gratitude has enormous impact on our physical and our emotional health. It turns out that gratitude causes the release of the neurotransmitter dopamine in key areas of the brain. The health effects of gratitude range from increasing happiness, to focusing less on material objects, to reducing burnout, to sleeping better, to being less tired, and being more resilient. As Ernestine discovered, if there is one thing a person can do to increase their health and happiness, expressing gratitude might be it. So happy Thanksgiving, and remember how fortunate you are. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.